decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. But many have stood through tests and trials over the past two years, in your own way you've stood tests. And let me say, God's about to reward you double. Amen. Now everybody hasn't stood, but they're still going to get God's grace to a measure. But there are those that have stood the test, not of their own accord. They've just yielded to the Lord, and the Lord, grace has abounded in their life. So expect unmerited, unearned, undeserved, exceeding abundantly above and beyond many things you ask or think coming your way. Amen? It's going to be a year of double portion, double honor coming from God. Amen. So prepare your hearts. Well, we started in a series entitled Kingdom Faith, and I don't know, this series, we may stay in it for a while. I don't want to rush it, because it's important that we lay in our life the foundation of faith. For without faith, Hebrews says, it's impossible to please God. You ever thought of a time when you prayed and you really didn't have faith? God's merciful to us, but our ultimate victory, this is the victory that overcomes the world, is our faith. Amen. One thing about faith is that faith doesn't demand you, or a precursor to victory is not you knowing necessarily how. Amen. Get how out of your vocabulary. Amen. You believe God will do the work. Keep it simple. So today, I want to talk to you about what I've entitled, The Word in Your Mouth. Amen. The Word in Your Mouth. Say that with me. The Word of God in my mouth. Let's start. We're going to delve into a bit the importance of proclamations, decrees, and the power behind it. Whenever you start making decrees, of course, we always pray. We're to always pray and not to faint. But we're not just saying prayers. Amen. That day is over, where you're just saying prayers to punch the clock so your conscience is clear. Well, I did pray today. I did read a chapter. That's okay. That's all that is okay. Amen. No, when we pray, we want to pray, not just say prayers. Because you, as a child of God, your prayer is powerful. Amen. When you pray. Amen. The disciples saw Jesus do so many miracles after he rose so early in the morning and would go out into the marketplace, and so many that they didn't ask the Lord, teach us how to work these miracles. They said, teach us to pray. Because we understand that everything you're doing is happening here is stemming from your prayer life. Prayer, the late great Miles Monroe gave a definition of it, and I love the definition. It's giving God license, or giving heaven earthly license to interfere with the affairs of the earth. So when you pray, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Amen. And when we get into trouble when we complicate it. Amen. You let all those other things enter in and you don't keep your prayer pure and simple. Amen. Tell somebody it's simple. It's simple. Pray, believe, receive. So in Ezra chapter 1, we're talking about the word in your mouth. Ezra chapter 1, I'm showing you the significance and the power of this. Ezra, the book of Ezra chapter 1, verse 1. There's something in this verse that I want you to see that's really important as to the word of God in your mouth. Ezra chapter 1, verse 1. There we go. Now, in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia. Now, you remember Cyrus was the one that brought deliverance to Israel. Look here. Now, in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, look what the Bible says here. That the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled. Let me say that again. In the first year of Cyrus, the king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled. In other words, God gave Jeremiah a word, but the word had to be spoken out by Jeremiah. Amen. That the word of the Jeremiah might be fulfilled, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and put it also in writing. And then he goes on to explain that. But look at the structure here. God stirred the spirit of Cyrus because the word he had given Jeremiah was in Jeremiah's mouth.
Amen.
And so the word that God had given Jeremiah, that Jeremiah spoke out, God had to move in the earth realm and stir up King Cyrus. Because of the word he'd given Jeremiah that was in Jeremiah's mouth.
Amen.
See, many times people hide the word in their heart, but you got to hide it there, keep it there, but get it in your mouth.
Amen.
Because the word in your mouth is going to affect what's going on here in the earth realm.
Amen.
I've been reading a statement or something from John Wesley. This is written about John Wesley. He said, it seems that without God, man cannot.
Amen.
And without man, God will not. This is so important for us to understand and to embrace. There are a lot of things that are not or will not be activated until you speak. All right? And until you speak it out. We are a prophetic people, and it's really important that we understand the concept of kingdom faith.
Amen.
We are workers together with God. All right? Job chapter 22. And let's start at verse 21. Job 22, verse 21. Say to somebody, we are a prophetic people.
We are a prophetic people.
If your life has started to plateau and it seems like it's gotten boring, and instead of moving down the highway, you're parked in a parking lot somewhere, unable to move, then what you need is a fresh revelation.
Amen.
You need another measure of revelation of who Christ is. And it always flows through the prophetic dimension. The prophetic dimension. Amen?
Amen.
So Job chapter 22 verse 21. Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto you.
Amen.
Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth and lay up his words in your heart. If you return to the Almighty, you shall be built up. You shall put away iniquity far from your tabernacles. Then shall you lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. Yea, the Almighty shall be your defense, and you shall have plenty of silver. Keep going. For then shalt thou have thy delight in the Almighty, and shall lift up thy face unto God. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear you, and you shall pay your vows. Verse 28. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you, and the light shall shine upon your ways. From the first verse that we read there in Job to verse 28 is a progression. It's like climbing up a ladder. The first thing you want to do is acquaint yourself with him.
Amen.
You know, you don't just start, you know, spouting out words. And it's not based upon or stemming from a relationship.
Amen.
Amen. Adam and Eve were to dominate and rule the Garden of Eden, but how and the earth, but it was stemming from their relationship with God, their intimacy with God.
Amen.
They were not working apart from God. They were working with God.
Amen.
This is important. The word that Jeremiah... In Ezra, the word that Jeremiah, that was in his mouth, was the word that God gave him.
Amen.
But you see, Jeremiah had to speak it out.
Amen.
When Jeremiah spoke it out, it gave God legal right to stir up Cyrus.
Amen.
As John Wesley says, man without God cannot, and God without man will not.
Amen.
So if you're stuck, it ain't God's fault.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Tell somebody, activate your voice.
Activate your voice.
Prophetic realms are areas where God has given us mastery, dominion, and rulership. It's the prophetic realms. You got to stop following all this distracting stuff they call science, but it's not science.
Amen.
It's corrupted science.
Amen.
It's stemming from the corrupt carnal mind of men.
Yes.
So don't, you know, people, well, follow the science. No, that science is messed up.
Amen.
That science is not following the laws of physics.
Amen.
This is the laws of physics.
Amen.
There's no distinction between the Bible and science. The distinction is that corrupt minds got a hold of this, and they have an agenda that they're trying to make it contrary to the word of God, but it's a lie.
Amen.
And it stems from evolution, which is a lie from the pit of hell. Because we did not evolve, God created. That's why they miss it. God said, light be, let us create the man. And Adam was not a little baby, a little embryo. He was a grown man.
Amen.
So the chicken came before the egg.
Amen.
So it stops right there. You can stop right there and follow science and physics, the laws of physics, because they agree.
Amen.
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 So, you know, it's important that we understand that this a lot, so much of this is skewed. It's like philosophy versus the Bible. I studied philosophy in college. I was very philosophical. But, you know, in hindsight, I could see that philosophy was like a black hole.
Yeah. Amen.
You could keep philosophizing till the cows came home. And never really had. See, that was just opinion. It was no basis of truth.
Amen.
There was nothing to chew on. Sark, Aristotle, Socrates, Plato, you name it. Opinion. But then when you get a hold of the Word of God, see, the Word of God is different.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.